This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to 50% Angel,
50% Devil
with Sally
and Mary.
Here we are.
We're here.
Producer Andrew, we got 18 minutes. We got 18 minutes.
We do.
All right, let's blast off.
Let's blast off in outer space. All right, first question we're going to answer today. How do you, boy, girl, once everything is spelled like everything. So that's why I'm saying it that way. Everything is weird in your heart and you feel scared of feelings, but you also can't trust yourself because you are a grade A loon. This sounds a little bit like it was written by Max Rosen, but other words he would not use.
I know another person that it could be. It probably is Max.
But you also can't trust yourself because you're a grade A loon.
Because you're a grade A loon. Him. Yeah, but I'm also thinking it's
Sam Dapple.
Okay, so the answer is
you can't be scared of your feelings.
Yeah, how do you, boy, girl, once everything is weird in your heart and you feel scared of feelings, but you also can't trust yourself because you're a grade A loon? Man, you gotta just go for it. Here's the thing. No matter what, you're gonna get your heart broken. It's gonna happen. You're always gonna deal with hardship. And harder things than love will happen to you in your life.
It's just true. Go for it.
Recently, I've really...
Wait, say that quote about the Whole 30, about blank is hard, blank is hard.
Oh, yeah. So I'm doing the Whole 30. I talk about it all the time. And in the rules of the Whole 30, the woman who created it, at one point, she goes, don't tell me that this is hard. Losing a parent is hard. Getting diagnosed with cancer is hard. Not eating shitty food for 30 fucking days is not hard. That's not a hard, difficult thing to do. It's like maybe it's a little bit challenging, but it's not hard. That's not true. And I think that's appropriate. And I think that just if you want to feel feelings and you want to just get in a relationship, unless it's some kind of super intense anxiety thing where like you start throwing up every time you're in someone's vicinity, please just try to give them a kiss and be open. Just relax and let yourself experience.
And throwing up ain't so bad.
No, I actually love the throw up.
Sup, this question is about advice itself. How much is too much? I find that I want it less and less, or from only specific people for specific things. Am I shutting myself off from valuable opinions, or do I have incredible intuition? I think you're doing fine.
Yeah, I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yep.
The end. Okay.
I don't know when to cut my beard. How do I know if it's too much or just right?
So my answer is I can tell you if you just send me a picture and I'll tell you what's up.
Maybe describe what you think is a good beard length.
I think a good beard length, I don't like when it makes it look like your chin is a different shape. Basically, I like a very close beard.
Same.
That's what I like. And I do like a close beard. Okay.
How many times is too many times to take plan B?
I actually Googled it.
I think that's too many.
Yeah, it's just...
That's too many hormones for your body.
Well, I Googled it and it says it's like, well, yeah, every day. You would never have to take it every day. But yeah, right. So that would be too much because it's effective for 72 hours. But also, it's just not a cost-effective way to do birth control. You should just go on the pill. I have an ID that I hate, so do that too.
I've been smoking so much weed that it doesn't numb me to my feelings anymore. Should I switch to something harder? I don't think that's why you should be smoking weed in the first place.
Weed does not numb me to my feelings.
When it makes me much more aware of my thoughts.
Me too.
When big time.
When Tisha and I broke up, I could not smoke weed for like 2 or 3 months.
I bet.
I could not smoke weed. I did it one time and I started like crying in public and like throwing up. Not even a rage, just really sad. But now I am smoking weed all the time, which means I'm officially over my breakup.
Woo! So, but you want to numb your feelings. I don't think you should numb your feelings. I think you should talk about your feelings or journal about your feelings. If you want to cut yourself off sometimes because it's truly too much, don't do it all the time. Maybe tell yourself that a couple hours a day you'll let yourself be numb, but other times really work on not being numb.
Yeah, because it cannot sustain itself. You can't always be numb to your feelings.
Oh, you'll flip out eventually. Exactly.
They always keep coming up. It's just not like time effective. And also to answer your question, you should also just watch roller coaster ride throughs, like somebody goes on a roller coaster with a GoPro on their head and you just be on the roller coaster with them and that's good.
Yeah, just watch stuff.
Yeah. Hi, Mary and Sally. I'm an adult with very few friends. How do I make some more? It's hard for me to go to places and do things and talk to people because I'm autistic. Sorry if this question harshes the lighthearted and whimsical vibe of the show. Thanks.
First of all, it didn't harsh anything. I think you are right on point with the vibe.
Yeah, totally on point with the vibe. How do you make more friends? What kinds of stuff do you like?
I think...
go on a Facebook group.
Yeah, I think make friends online is what it sounds like, because you don't have to go do things and places that you don't want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessary for having friends. You can make friends that do things that you're more comfortable doing.
When I moved back to my mom's house after college for 6 months, and I just lived there and worked at a Whole Foods and like saved money, it was very, very bleak point in my life. but I just randomly joined this like group on Facebook with only strangers. I didn't know anybody in the group. And they were all kids who like lived in New York, like went to high school and lived in New York. And it was just, they would just post selfies of themselves. And we would all like comment on each other's selfies and be like, you look great. You look so hot. Your eyebrows are incredible. Your skin looks great. I love your top. And that was like an amazing thing for me.
Was everyone a stranger, or were you like a stranger to a group where everyone knew each other?
I think most people were strangers.
I like that.
Yeah, it was cool. And they were all like teens. So anyway, you should find some like that.
Yeah, find some online communities and maybe meet some of those people in real life, because that might be an easier way to make friends with someone for you.
Okay. What's your favorite technique for overthrowing the ruling class?
Good cue.
I think that a really good one is fire. I've always felt this way. I think that fire is good because extremely rich people tend to live in the same areas. So if you set fire to one of their houses, then you start the fires that we've seen in California recently.
Let me think. I think... trying to think of a more peaceful option. I guess, you know, some sort of thing where you hack the systems.
Yeah.
And you make money not mean anything anymore.
I think that's cool.
My fave.
Yeah, like maybe you can do office space, but yeah. But then put all the little pennies into the ACLU.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
The little pennies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going away to university next year. I received an offer to take a double major program that would have me split 6 years between England for a law degree and a university close to my hometown for political science. However, I could also receive a degree at home in Canada at a university in a much larger city. There, I'd be reunited with many friends that I haven't seen in years, yet still keep in close contact, and the girl of my dreams.
Wow.
Both courses fit into my career path. What are your thoughts? Don't let the opportunity to go overseas slip, or stay close to my friends and networks here.
This is a difficult one. I thought about this a lot and I didn't really come to a conclusion.
So this person did ask via my my Instagram asks.
Okay.
And phrased it slightly different. There they said, or stay in Canada and...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Reunite with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, ex-girlfriend.
So that had a different vibe.
Did I copy this down in a funny way?
No, this is longer. It sounds like they asked in both places.
Oh, got it.
So I think, so that question... That the way you asked it the other way got me thinking that you wanting to stay in Canada had a lot to do with potentially dating with someone that we don't even know if she wants to date you.
I'm always skeptical.
So I don't think...
I just think it's always a good idea to...
You can come back to Canada whenever.
You can go back to Canada whenever you want. And you, like you said, you have the opportunity to go overseas.
And it'll be split. You'll be in Canada some of the time.
And like you're... Yeah, exactly. You'll be in Canada some of the time. And it's what an opportunity and way to branch out. You gotta spread your wings and fly, baby.
So go to England and fall in love with someone there.
Yeah, like a girl who could be on Peep Show.
You know, it might seem like Mary Houlihan's little podcast has it all, but it actually wasn't always like that. Mary Houlihan's little podcast was close to shuttering its doors. I had creditors calling me out the yin-yang, and I almost had to shut the whole thing down. But then... three brave sponsors saw that this was an important service that the public needed, and they swooped in and saved the podcast. And who are those three sponsors? Well, the first one is Zola. Zola, the wedding company that will do anything for love, is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save-the-dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. Conveniently manage everything online and in one place. Save so much time for couples. Start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and takes just minutes to set up. They got over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from that fit any couple style and every type of wedding. Zola makes it easy to personalize your favorite design with all your wedding details. Add photos, stories about how you two met, travel and accommodations info, and even recommend things to do for your guests while they're in town for your big wed. Heck, you can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. Then, build your dream registry at Zola. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. Plus, guests love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more. You can also create a fund for your honeymoon, future home, new puppy, anything you want. Plus, register for gift cards to your favorite brands like Delta, Southwest, Hulu, Home Depot, and more. to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/Mary. That's zola.com/Mary. That's zola.com/Mary. Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast is also sponsored by Lola. Zola and Lola? What the heck? That's right. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And now they offer sex products, too. The founders of Lola, two women, heard of it, started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. Lola will deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. You can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible, and you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Just speaking from experience, I love Lola. I just got a sick shipment of Lola stuff. Honey, I'm obsessed. I love Lola. You know what I love about Lola? It's designed so chic and cute. Yeah, I got some pretty good stuff. I got a bottle of lube, and I liked it. I put it on my hand, and I was like, that smells pretty good. And then I called over my roommate, Zach, and I was like, hey, I got free lube. Check it out. And then he put it on his hand, and he was like, that's nice. So anyways, I already had lube at my house. It was going to take me a while to go through that bottle. So I gave this bottle to my boyfriend, and he keeps it at his parents' house where he lives. So basically, we're ready wherever we want to have sex. Also in my shipment from Lola was a bunch of tampons, which I personally love. Now, I actually do not get my period because I take a low dose estrogen birth control pill, and I haven't had my period in a couple years, except for like, I would say maybe like one day a year. I will be like, oh, I think I, well, anyways, right now I have all these tampons that my guests can use. Also, I got wipes, and I like wipes because, well, you know, you gotta love wipes. And now, Lola offers sex products made with women in mind. Condoms, lube, and wipes. Lola makes ultra-thin lubricated condoms that are made out of natural rubber latex and individually tested for contraception and STI protection. And Lola's personal lubricant is hypoallergenic, made with 95% organic ingredients and perfectly mimics natural feminine moisture and maintains a healthy pH balance. And you can feel good about your purchase because for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. Hey, that's pretty nice. Go get your Lola today! For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code Mary, M-A-R-Y, when you subscribe. Come on, please do it. I wasn't lying before when I told you that I really liked their lube and stuff. I repeat, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code Mary when you subscribe. Don't be a fool. Buy Lola. This little pod is also sponsored by Care Of. What's Care Of? Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Honey, it's a new year. Get some new health goals. This year, make health and wellness a top priority with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, yeah, I am, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being healthy. Build a vitamin routine that's made just for you and your health goals. Do something good for your health in 2019. Care Of makes it easy to stick to your health-related resolutions. Care Of's online quiz lets you know exactly what you need. Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices. And it only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. 90% of people fall short of FDA-recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. Find out where you're lacking with Care Of's online quiz and get back on track to reaching your health goals. Honey, I love Care Of. It's sick. It comes in a really cute little pack instead of some ugly bottle. Ew. I got to pick my own vitamins of just what I want, and they're in cute colors, and I love them. You know what I love about Care Of, actually, is that every little packet has a little quote. It's a little quote of the day to start your day off right with, you know, start your day off right with your vitamins and also your inspirational quote. Do you want to hear today's quote? Okay, I'll tell you. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. I couldn't agree more. Take advantage of this month's special New Year offer. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code MARY50. Takecareof.com, promo code MARY50. Again, for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code MARY50. MARY50. All right. Aren't you glad that those sponsors, helped me rise from the ashes? I am. Okay, let's get back to it.
I think your answer to the man who is exclusively attracted to younger women did a public service. Many, many men are simply not self-aware. But when is it okay? Is it ever not just always a bit creepy? I know what he's talking about specifically is when is it okay to talk to younger women? Is it ever not creepy? Is it always a bit creepy?
Depends on the age difference and what you want out of it.
What I said is that I think that asking is, for me, is always okay. It's always okay to ask. I'm never put off. But as soon as I ignore you, it's fucking over. Mm-hmm. Like if I even give the glimmer of like a shoulder, it's like no, like turning away.
Sure.
That means no.
Well, here's my thing. I think sometimes the targeting of younger women is not just about the physical attributes of younger women. It's very much about the psychological. This woman hasn't learned to say no enough yet. Yeah. She is probably not as, como se dice, she might be less confident in the world. I think a lot of times older men seek younger women because they're more easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Or, I could see myself being younger if, depending. I guess I do remember telling people, like, you're gross, go away. But I feel like a younger me would be more likely to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like do that sort of thing instead of being like, no, bye.
I've definitely been in a relationship with an older man where
I don't know.
I don't know. And like,
yeah, just, where you're not comfortable, he would be like, but you don't know that you're uncomfortable yet, right, because you haven't had those experiences.
Especially when somebody tells you that your opinions are like wrong and stupid. And then you're just like, oh, yeah, for sure.
They might be
I'm
right.
Like,
they're
dumb.
Older.
I'm dumb because they're smarter and they will talk to you that way. Older men talk to women that way. It's definitely happened.
So, that's where I differ with the answer you gave. I don't think it's always okay to ask. I think for sure ask within a reasonable age difference, because some women, you're probably banking on them not saying no because they don't know that they can say no.
Mm-hmm. And then also thank you for saying that we did a public service with our answer to the question that scary man sent in. And you're welcome.
Okay, this question, I don't think we necessarily understand what it means, but we will answer it.
Mm-hmm.
What if this was unsolicited advice rather than a question required? Feel free to call me by name. We don't know their name. Feel free to call me by name and tell me exactly what the fuck I really should do with my life in a critical and unsolicited way. I probably deserve it. What should their name be?
Kremlin.
Kremlin, I got news for you. The way you've been doing things is all wrong.
Yeah.
And the way that you go around acting like you know everything is so messed up.
And the other thing, Kremlin, is that your hair is fucked. People aren't going to talk to you. You look so weird. It's literally you cut holes in your hat to bring your ponytails out. You have like 7 ponytails, Kremlin.
And the other thing is if you buy a car, you gotta put gas in it. You can't just drive around without gas in it. That's why it doesn't move, Kremlin.
I think you're pushing it and you're always like, everybody, come on, push it, push my car. But we're like, no, because there's bees in the trunk.
And if you keep feeding your dog bird seeds, Kremlin, I swear I will hit your head so hard, it'll make your head spin like a top.
And the other thing is that FAO Schwartz is not a national park. So stop saying so.
And stop littering there, because you can't litter at national parks.
You can't do that. We're literally going to call the cops. 911. They won't pick up. They say I called too much.
Oh, rude.
They blocked my number. Okay, here's one. Why can't I punch hard in my dreams?
Thank you for asking. It's a weakness. I don't know if it's permanent or if it's something that you can work on, but you're really fucked up.
The other night, last night, I had a dream that John Mayer... I was at a pool party, and okay, so just so everybody knows, I'm obsessed with John Mayer.
I need to hold a thought. Okay, you continue this story, okay, but so let me just tell you, you were in my dream the other night.
Wow, that's amazing. So me and John Mayer, definitely Connor O'Malley. What's up, Connor? He's definitely listening. And some other people, but I only remember those people. We're at a pool party, and everybody knows I'm obsessed with John Mayer. I would like for sure want to have sex with him. I keep asking my boyfriend, like, can I have sex with John Mayer? And he's like, you're scaring John Mayer away. I can't answer that question because you comment on every single one of his Instagram post. And John Mayer was at the pool party, and I was like sauntered up to him and I was like, hey John Mayer, I like really like you. He's like, oh my god, you do? You like my stuff? Let me show you this playlist of my music that I made. And I was like, okay. And then he just went on and like played like 30-second clips of like 100 of the songs that he likes that he's written the most. And I was like, man, I guess I am gonna go home with John Mayer today. So that's a dream I had.
I had a dream that you were in, and I'm not sure if I should tell you about it.
Come on.
It's really dark.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So in the dream, I think I was hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your dad called you.
Mm-hmm.
And and I heard you talking to him. I couldn't really understand what was happening in the convo, but I could hear like your dad over the phone saying like, okay, well, I'd love you to meet them. And then you hung up and I was like, what's up? And you said, my dad just told me that he has a secret family.
He already has a secret family.
Really? Oh my god. Wait, tell me.
It's not secret anymore. He just got this woman pregnant. She said she was on the pill.
It was a secret?
Yeah, like he didn't know until, like, he knew and he didn't tell us until the baby was like 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is the kid now?
He's like 11.
Okay.
I don't know him. He lives in Kansas and he's like a football kid, and like his mom is an absolute psychopath. She's truly insane.
That's really sad.
She's like, none of her thoughts make any sense. And she's always talking about like legalizing marijuana, which is like cool. But like she keeps, my sister has MS, and she keeps like messaging my sister and saying like, marijuana will cure your MS. And then like talking in tongues. She's totally crazy. So yeah, that's cool. His name is Grayson.
And that's all the time we have. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Mary, for having me on your Mary Houlihan's little podcast.
And thank you, listener, for spending the time with us.
I hope you learned what you have to do next.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.